And it is 7:36, and I have a special guest every Wednesday, Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center. And Lori, by the way, can be heard on 94.9 Sundays from 1 to 3, another one of our stations. And we are delighted to have her on Wednesday. And let me just tell you this. What's she going to talk about? Well, new taxes proposed that will drive more residents out of Connecticut. That's number one. Carbon tax. You're saying, what? Yes. Carbon tax fought off in Washington State. And I'll bet you that Lori's going to tell you it needs to be fought off here in Connecticut. Let's meet her. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh. Lori, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. And Dan, is he on the air today?
No, but you know why? I've been telling all morning. We have our yearly fundraiser, and we broke all records. And, of course, Dan was with me yesterday as we were raising turkeys. And we just went overboard. And guess what? He's got a sore throat. He called me early this morning, okay? And he says, Brad, I can hardly talk. I got a sore throat. I said, well, you stay home then. We'll handle it. So that's where Dan is. But he did a great job yesterday with us. So,
well, congratulations, Brad, for raising that fundraiser being a success. That's great.
Okay, now, I am, when I hear carbon tax fought off in Washington State, and you're right, needs to be fought off here. Now, what is this all about, this carbon tax?
Well, last year there was a bill presented in the Connecticut General Assembly's Environmental Committee, and that's what people have to pay attention to right now is the Environmental Committee. Because that established a fee per ton of carbon dioxide emitted when burning fossil fuels. Now, please keep in mind that carbon dioxide is a renewable resource because plants use it to make oxygen. And that is always left out of this equation when talking about energy. But they were planning to start this in January of 2020. And what it would do, so people understand, they would collect these funds because they would charge on basically every fuel. They would charge a fee. They would collect the funds and then rebate them back to people by redistributing the rebates according to whether you're poor or you're a small business, et cetera. So they're going to take this money, put it into a green bank, keep a bunch of it, and then redistribute some. So they're sort of like giving people a carrot. You're going to get some rebates. Well, unfortunately, solar and wind are the most inefficient fuels that we could, or energy sources we could possibly heat our homes with. They won't drive our cars necessarily. The cost of this is enormous. But basically, your heating, they're estimating right now that there will be a cost per gallon. For example, on heating oil, another 16, 17 cents per gallon.
You know
gasoline,
something?
Another 13 cents a gallon. Propane, another 10 cents a gallon.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, part of that story was front page in the Hartford Current this morning.
Oh, I don't get the Current, but yeah, it's very important because they're going to push this starting in March. They're trying to collaborate with Connecticut, Massachusetts, et cetera, to make it a regional effort. But it's a scam, and it's a dangerous scam, and I'd like to explain why. Not only will it increase the cost of electricity, oil, propane, natural gas, diesel fuel, and gasoline, it's a new tax on every business and every person in the state, and it's a backdoor way for them to tax us on how many miles we drive our vehicles, so it's effectively a mileage tax. And it's another attempt to balance the state budget on the backs of senior citizens, people with fixed incomes, those who are trying to raise a family in this very expensive state, And really, this could be devastating for Connecticut. So we need people to pay attention to it. And I'd just like to say, Brad, I know you don't know the answer to this, but I'd like you to guess if you could. How many days a year do you think we have sunshine, and sunshine meaning a day including about 30% cloud coverage? How many days a year do you think Connecticut, the sun shines, or there's about 30% cloud coverage,
you know,
out of the whole year?
Well, you got to say it because I don't know.
I know I wouldn't have been able to guess, but only 99 days a year on average is there enough sun over 30% cloud cover to be considered even partly sunny. And that's up to 80% cloud cover. Solar does not work in Arizona, and it's not going to work in Connecticut. And these poor homeowners are putting these solar panels on their homes. And now Malloy has bought up all of this land and buying up all this land to cover the hills, the green rolling hills of Connecticut, with solar panels. And unfortunately, people do not understand, because they don't tell you, how dangerous these solar panels are. They have to be disposed of. Where are they going to go? They don't last forever. One solar panel, it takes 20 years for that solar panel to generate enough electricity to pay for itself. And by that time, it's either broken or has to be replaced. Then we're going to fill our landfills with these toxic chemicals, because solar panels consist of major cancer-causing waste: cadmium, nitrogen trifluoride, sulfur hexafluoride, all kinds of chemicals, copper, selenide. It goes on and on and on. Where are we going to put all this garbage that they're going to cover our hills and with? I don't know. The landfills, what are they going to do with them? And then, you know what, Brad? What's even worse is he's cutting down trees and destroying the environment for plants, trees, animals. The ecosystem is being destroyed by this energy policy. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, again, there's no question. Something is rumbling about energy. And I think the people, this is what we've got to do. We've got to get this information out to the people and get some folks in here to be interviewed and just say, hey, look, this is what we've learned. Is this true? What are you going to do? I mean, this is the only way that we can do it.
Yeah, I think that we're going down a road that we cannot turn back from. And it's sad to see, because you can't start a new business in Connecticut unless you're subsidized by the government. People don't want solar unless it's subsidized by the government. And the only people getting rich are crony capitalists, and the only people that are allowed to pollute with indiscretion are going to be poor people, because they'll get all the money back. But the middle class, again, the Democrats attacking the middle class and working poor. Families can't afford this. But that's not even the point. It's not even about the money as much as it is that this, it doesn't work.
See, I want the pollution
that will cause.
Laurie, talking with Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh, who is with us every Wednesday. What I want you to do is, this is an unbelievable story, and I hope next week, you can do some more on this, okay? Because I'm going to...
I would love to. I'll get the Hartford Current article. I haven't seen it, so...
Hold on. As winter nears, electric rates rise. Double-digit hikes approved by state.
Yes. And you know what else, Brad? What is so sad about this is that in Australia, where they implemented all of the United Nations climate change agenda, this is all from the UN, when they implemented that, the cost of electricity was higher than rent. It spikes so high, people are paying $1,000 a month to light their homes and heat their homes. it's going to be a disaster for the middle class and working poor in this country. And I hope we can stop it. So
well you just keep on it. I want to talk with you next week about this too. And in the meantime, I'll get some work and get some stuff done down here. Okay.
That sounds like a great idea. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I appreciate the time. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh.